Todd Zwillick, quickly, speakers have a reputation for overreaching in the House of Representatives. Gingrich did it. Jim Wright did it on the Democratic side. Is John Boehner now the Speaker of the House in danger of possibly overreaching here?
Well, they all are. And there's going to be a lot of push on Boehner. Sometimes the overreach is not because of pull, it's because of push. You've got an angry rank and file or an activist rank and file. Gingrich did. Certainly Boehner's going to. He's got all these Tea Party candidates, conservative candidates coming in behind him. They're going to want to push him. But there'll be a break on Boehner's ability to push. He doesn't have a Republican Senate, and he doesn't have a Republican president. So if there is an overreach by Boehner, there'll be a breakwater in the Senate. Now, if they go for things like government shutdown, might not turn out well, but he's unlikely to do that.
All right. Thanks, Todd.
Todd is actually with us all hour long, and now we're joined by Renee Amour. She's the deputy chair of the Pennsylvania Republican State Committee. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So tell me about what exactly this map looks like for the Republicans now. Obviously, big wins in the House, and clearly it looks like some of the biggest wins for the Republicans were in governorships. But what does this message, if this is not a complete and absolute tidal wave for the Republicans taking over both the House and Senate, what is the message for the Republicans moving forward?
The message for us is that we did a good job branding ourselves, and now we have to learn to really reach out, communicate to the grassroots, the folks out there that supported us and voted for us, and let them know that we're listening to them. They are angry. They want their homes back. They want jobs. They want good education, and they definitely want to look at the health care.
Well, let's talk about what perhaps the policies might be as they move forward. Are we looking forward to perhaps Republicans trying to roll back some of the things accomplished over the past 2 years? Or are we looking at perhaps a check on the Obama administration in terms of investigations?
I think first they're going to check out the Obama administration, see what's really going on. You have a lot of new people. You've already talked about that. And so they have to come in, see where things are, and then take some action on some issues that they feel that their voters voted for them to do.
Well, let me ask you about the influence of the Tea Party in this election. There was a lot of angst among some Republicans that the Tea Party had knocked off some strong Republican incumbents in early primaries. Do you think the Tea Party helped the Republicans in the midterm elections?
You know what? The Tea Party did come in and energize folks. They really educated some folks on some issues. And so now what we have to do is bring them in, work with them so that we can all be on the same page. They did hurt some folks. Look at Delaware in particular, as far as Mike Castle, and then we ended up losing that particular seat we really wanted. So in some issues, it did hurt in some of the early primaries. But now we have to get together and be on the same page.
And how do you expect to see that moving forward? I mean, there are some things in which Tea Party candidates like Rand Paul, like budgetary measures, have said they will not budge.
You know what? I think it's different once you get in there. I think when people are running, you tend to talk and say, this is what I know I'm going to do. But then when you get in there, you get a reality check. So I think he'll definitely get a reality check and look at what the leadership is trying to do in the Republican Party.
Earlier in the year, months ago, Renee Amour, they were talking about a real Republican tsunami. They were talking about Republicans washing over and taking control of Congress as a whole, both the House and the Senate. That didn't end up happening. Why do you think that is?
You know what? I think we still did a really good job. I think that we got six seats in the Senate. We needed 10. We're still looking at possibly a couple more because you're going to have some races that are really out there for maybe even, you know, a week or more. And so I think, you know, we did good. I think we did good. And I think, you know, as we go on, we'll do even better.
Well, one of the things that's occurred as a result is that now the United States Senate will not have any African-Americans in its ranks. Do you think the Republicans did a good job at mobilizing those voters? Or
let me just say this. I know for myself, we have what we call the New Majority Council in Pennsylvania. We rolled it out nationally. We did a big movement. I can talk about here in Pennsylvania how Tom Corbett was in the African-American community, really embraced by a lot of the black churches, the Latino community. So we have been out there. We've had made a difference. Look at Florida and some of the things that they're doing. And you know what? It doesn't happen overnight, but we're going to get better and better at this.
Renee Amour is the deputy chair of the Pennsylvania Republican State Committee. Thanks so much for joining us.
That's a huge takeaway there. If what she's saying is true, then Obama's failure to deal with the economy effectively in the first 2 years could be a watershed event for African Americans moving to the Republican Party.
If what she says is true, that's yet to be seen.
That's a pretty interesting point.